say. If you're afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Tuesday. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We've got a big episode of Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford for you here today. Lots to talk about, and obviously we're going to get into Joe Hayden. Was on SportsCenter this morning. Also a big announcement from Joe Hayden today. We'll talk about that. We've got Robert Kraft's presser from last night, which I thought was awesome, basically daring the NFL to come after him.
It was.
What was that, Gibbs?
If you guys want to, we can go to Tom Brady's presser right now at Media Day.
He's talking right now?
Yes, he is.
Tom Brady? All right, we can go to Tom Brady.
Focus all our energy on the things we can control, and that's going out there to try to prepare. We still got 3 days of practice, and then, the biggest game of our season. Well, I love Brazil, obviously, for a lot of reasons. And to go down there, I was there for the World Cup final, which was a pretty unbelievable experience. And I've got a lot of family down there. So it's a that was unlike anything I've ever seen. That was pretty spectacular. So hopefully we can go back at some point. You know, my wife's trying to get our kids back there a lot more to see their grandparents. So it's a beautiful country. I got a lot of words. Oh God. Well, I don't know how to say that. I know just the nice things, how to get on my wife's good side. Eu te amo. That's what I need. Thank you. They're all tough, Gary. I think they're, you never get over any of those. Those are tough, but, as time goes on, you gain perspective, and we still had some great years. We got a great opportunity ahead of us this year. It'll be great for this team to try to leave a great legacy. We started off 9 months ago trying to get to this point, so it'd be great to go out there and finish the job. Sorry? Ernie's been around for 15 years. He's a football historian too, and he always adds his insight into what he thinks we're going to see, into what the offense and defense both do. He's got a really unique perspective on the game, and he's a great asset to our team. Sorry?
From the key to the Patriots offense, no. Tom Brady, to the man I believe is the key to the Patriots defense.
That was Tom Brady, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, at his media day, and we'll talk media days here as well. This is the Ohio Business Machine hot topic, though, that I want you guys to think about for today. Jimmy Haslam, Ray Farmer, Alex Shiner, Mike Pettine, and of course, Sashi Brown are meeting right now to discuss 2014, look ahead to 2015. It's kind of like the Browns Leadership Summit, getting ready, reviewing what happened, preparing for this year, the absolute upper echelon of this organization, the top brass meeting to get on the same page. What's the number one topic you think they should be discussing, and what's one thing you hope comes out of these meetings for the Cleveland Browns? What is it that you think needs to happen here for this team to get on the right path? Let us know at 216-578-0850. And also, because it is Media Day, we'll do that as well. We'll get, periodically get some sound from Media Day. But if you had one question you could ask anyone on the Patriots or the Seahawks, what would be the question and who would you ask it to? And Matt, you obviously were there with the Packers on a Media Day. What was that like?
It's pandemonium at best. And I was not, of course, as a reserve player in the Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers. I wasn't one of those guys that had my own little podium, my own little stand. So all we're asked to do is between yourself and your teammates, because there's 50 to 60 of you guys, even practice squad guys, who are dressed to take part in the Super Bowl Media Day. Of course, the big names get the podiums, but we're asked to strategically stand, you know, 5 to 10 yards away from each other, so that if and when, you know, a group of media people, you know, surround you and start asking you questions, they have the space to do so. But it's interesting, and for me, I was one of, like, I knew I was towards the end of my career, and you know, not knowing that that was the last football game I'd ever play in, but I took it all in. Like I said, you know, getting to the game, you know, 4 hours in advance. But media day, I wanted to walk around. Like, I didn't have much to say. You know, oh, it's great to be here. Oh my God, I played 8 years. You know, and to end my career, or, you know, towards the end of my career to be here. Blah blah blah. You know, I didn't really. You know, there wasn't much for me to say, but I wanted to take it in. You know, so it's just walking around, and you know, in some cases, you'd catch another teammate or two walking around, and you just walk around together, and it was cool because it was at Jerry World, and it was our first exposure to see the stadium. You know,
sure.
We practiced there again, or walked through there later, and then of course played the game on Sunday. But to walk in and take all of it in and understand what was going to happen, you know, 6-7 days later from that day was really special. But you know, if you Google Media Day or Super Bowl Media Day, you see the crazies, the dressed in costumes, and some of these guys that have been in the media industry forever, like the long hair, the tattoos, the piercings, you know, walking around with sunglasses inside, you know, is some of these guys that are from rock stations who probably got their free trip at that point to Dallas to cover the Super Bowl, and they were living it up. They're asking you completely irrelevant questions like, what's your favorite video game, and you know, what kind of music do you listen to, as we just heard Tom Brady answering questions about, you know, the country of Brazil, which is of course where his wife is from and the nationality that she has. But it was great.
What was the most, like, ridiculous thing you were asked?
Like, what was your favorite flavor ice cream?
And it is
mine is cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Yes. Solid?
Solid.
Solid? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, it's solid. Did you run into any celebrities?
Yeah, actually. And again, I showed you the picture right before we got online or got on air. And Brooklyn Decker was actually promoting that movie that she did with Adam Sandler. The Other Woman. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Yeah. Whatever it was, it was her and they were running like a little game show with both players from both teams, both us and the Steelers, and they probably collected, you know, 6 to 10. I was one, and they asked you like pop culture questions. You know, how many kids do Brad and Angelina Jolie have? What color was? And this is a legit question that she asked. What color was the bathing suit that I wore on the cover of my first Sports Illustrated cover? You know,
what was it?
Orange or yellow, or I think I said orange, but it was yellow. And I want to say there was probably 8 questions. I got 6 out of 8.
Solid.
But another Buckeye, AJ Hawk, got 8 of 8. So he received the ET online award. They actually gave him like this little crystal trophy for getting all of them correct.
Did she give you guys like a hug? Did you get a hug?
I don't think so.
No.
But he does remember what color bathing suit she was wearing.
What was it, Gibbs? You know too.
Orange or green, whatever you want to
say. Orange or yellow,
yeah.
Yes.
Green, yellow.
I was close. Sure,
whatever.
Let me ask you this as well. So you saw Brooklyn Decker. Like, it's in an arena, and today it's in the basketball arena down there in Phoenix. There's just a ton of people.
There is. I think
it's crazy.
What? I mean, 5,000 credentials given out.
Yeah, I've been to one, and I thought it was. I did not enjoy my experience there.
It's enjoyable. It is too much, and I think it's kind of no holds barred. You know,
right?
And that's a lot of the reason why I didn't like it. And then in some cases, because there's so many players and you're all accessible for like an hour and a half, there's just a lot of nothing going on. You know, and so you'd see towards the end, as the, you know, Aaron Rodgers and AJ and Clay and all these guys just keep answering questions because they're on that podium. You know, there was 25, 30 guys just sitting on the, you know, the Green Bay Packers bench, just hanging out, talking about what we're gonna do later that day, or, you know, some of the questions that they answered. It was just kind of a hangout session because nobody wants to talk to the 53rd man on the roster.
Like,
you know?
Do you guys want to go to that and like say something stupid just for fun, like amuse yourselves?
Some guys do. You know, the more bubbly personalities like me, again, I wanted to take it in, and I didn't really want to be bothered. So when I'd ask a question, I of course would, you know, settle down, answer the question, you know, logically, the way I would if I was asked a question by you, and then just move on along my way. But there are some guys that, you know, with those personalities, like Greg Jennings has that like bubbly personality, and he feeds into that, you know, the frenzy of you know, the whole dancing with the stars type of guy. You know, and Donald Driver was the same way. It just, I think it was the whole wide receiver crew, you know, that year in Green Bay. But they fed into the frenzy and would put on, like, you know, the people that would be wearing the costumes, they would be then be taking the costumes off, putting them on, walking around with them, and trying to get reaction out of the players as they're answering questions, or walk up and even ask Aaron Rodgers a question dressed as what, you know, the costume of a person that was, of course. Yeah.
There's some guy in a barrel right now that that the NFL has just tweeted out, a guy who took a selfie of himself in a barrel. What would you ask if you were a player? What, you know, what would you go, if you were going back right now, what would you go and ask somebody?
It would be to answer your question on our OBM hot topic is, I think it'd be hard for me not to, if Seattle were, you know, having their media day, it'd be hard for me to not, like, want to hang around Richard Sherman the whole time. Because I think he's like a walking like paper clipping.
Uh-huh.
And I think also too is because, you know, you're going to get the honest truth about exactly how he feels on whatever topic, and he doesn't care. And you have to love that. And that's why, you know, when you look at ESPN.com or anywhere, CBS Sports, it's his face and maybe Tom Brady and Bill Belichick because of Deflategate, but he is the media child right now because he tells you exactly what you want to hear, and you can ask him anything and know you're going to get a direct answer. And that's what I – so I would be hanging around Richard Sherman. I'd say when it comes to the Patriots, I think Gronk is a little bit that way.
Right. Gronk was actually asked a great question. Who's going to play you in the Gronk movie? What do you think his answer was?
It's got to be big. I was – The Rock?
He didn't say The Rock. Gibbs, have you seen the answer? Do you know?
I do not.
All right, so who would you think that Gronk said he wants to play him in Gronk the movie?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
John Cena?
He said, that would be a good one, but he said Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's the first thing that came to mind, and I'm like, nah, he's too old.
He's too
There's
old.
No way.
Yeah, Arnold doesn't – he's not put together the way he used to be.
No.
That's why I went with The Rock and
Cena. What about
Cena? Because they're both 6'4", right?
Cena would be good. Cena's
6'4"?
Cena's from Massachusetts.
About the tall comedian? Wedding Crashers, all that
Vince
stuff.
Vince Vaughn?
Yes, Vince Vaughn.
I don't think he's jacked or athletic.
I think Vince Vaughn's more jacked than you think.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You think so?
I think so. He's like 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, but he doesn't look like Gronk to me.
But with all the way Hollywood can make someone 6 foot look 6'6".
Well, and like what they were able to do with Meathead Rob Lowe, I guess they can make.
I saw that commercial and I thought of you the other day.
By the way, did you guys see Spencer Lanning's tweet over the weekend about that?
Meathead Rob Lowe?
Yes. Let me grab it for you real quick. But he was loving on some Meathead Rob Lowe, and he got a lot of love on Twitter for it.
Meathead Rob Lowe should be Gronk. That's what Stephen Dayton just said. I agree. You know, Bradley Cooper could be Gronk.
Yeah.
Remember him from Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers, Bradley Cooper, who was the jock, like, jerk.
And he's still probably kind of swole up from playing Chris Kyle in The American Sniper.
Yeah, I want
to
see
we just
that
have
movie.
To get leaned out.
So here's what Spencer Lanning tweeted out. Am I the only one that prefers Meathead Rob Lowe? Dude is the man. Hashtag
he
bro.
Is the man. That's what I was saying. There's like a whole article online that Meathead Rob Lowe actually is like a really good case for cable. He's got like a multiple car garage with TVs in it. He's got a jet ski in there. He's got like a gym in his house. He's got flat screen TVs everywhere. He's got enough money to commission oil paintings of himself.
Tattoos, gold chains.
He's got right. He's in good shape. He looks like, you know.
He's high and tight.
Yeah, I think he's doing all right. I think like, he probably does all right with a certain like, you know, style of lady. I mean,
yes.
He kills it on the Jersey Shore.
And you, of course, you're going to prefer Meathead Rob Lowe over scrawny Rob Lowe. Harry Rob Lowe.
But I think he's saying he prefers him to regular
Rob Lowe.
Oh, I would too, of course.
I'd probably rather hang out with Meathead Rob Lowe.
Oh, he's got he knows how to party.
So
he
how
probably
about
does.
How about Media Day? The Seahawks are sending their cheerleaders to the Patriots portion of Media Day to interview players.
Ooh, interesting. An obvious
try to get
distraction
some sound
tactic.
On that. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Good idea there. Also, just a little FYI for all of those of you out there who are drinking right now. Tip a little bit of your beverage out because today was the day Andre the Giant died 22 years ago. He would have been 68 years old today.
I love the Giant.
It's amazing. Andre the Giant. How about that? He drank 7,000 calories of alcohol per day.
What?
That's
phenomenal.
7,000 what?
7,000 calories of alcohol per day. He once drank, I know that there in the Hulk Hogan's autobiography, there was one day where he drank like, I think, 150 beers or something in one sitting.
But then, you got to figure, I mean, light beer was probably just coming around back then. So everything was, you know, and a light beer now is what, 120 calories? Gibbs, yeah. What's a light beer now? $1.50?
I don't know. It goes down my throat. I don't worry about it. I tried to pound him as
get
much as I can.
Get in my belly.
Yes.
Well, I don't worry about what kind of calorie action I'm dealing with.
You're not worried about that. I like that. Now, here's another fact that somebody that was tweeted out about Andre the Giant. His younger, normal-sized brother went by Francois the Statistically Average and was always jealous of Andre the Giant.
And how big
success.
Was he?
It's a joke.
He's got to be.
There's no way he had a brother named Francois the Statistically Average.
But still, I would think Andre the Giant, even if you considered him average, he's got to be 6'6", 250, which is completely average next to what, 6'9", 400 pounds?
Yeah. According to Daniel Tosh, Tosh.0, Andre the Giant was an avid scuba diver and could hold his breath for 2 days.
Hey, by the way, Bud Light, a 12-ounce bottle, 110 calories.
110. So you got to figure a regular beer is probably
7,000
calories. 70, a buck 70?
That's 70 beers.
Maybe 200.
So 35 beers a day.
Yes.
40 beers a day.
That is awesome.
You have something to look up to, Gibbs.
Gibbs, no, you're slacking.
No way I'm even coming close to that.
You're slacking, Gibbs.
Just don't eat, and you get all your nutrition through liquid.
Yeah, I'm fairly confident.
We got a 7,500 calorie diet.
That will leave me unemployed, and my liver being donated for research.
One of our good listeners, Gary and Canfield at Flotomatic, says Google Rob Lowe in the late 80s. You'd rather party with regular Rob Lowe. Yeah, that's Rob Lowe in the 80s, yes, but I don't think Rob Lowe's as crazy as he is now.
No way.
No, he's a super conservative guy now.
He's changed.
He
had his demons, and now he's changed. And
I feel like every actor had their demons when they first started.
I think the 80s was a rough time on people who were. I think the 80s were tough.
Entertainment?
Yeah, I think the 80s were a tough time on people. Look at all the wrestlers from the 80s. They're all dead.
Yeah.
A lot of the actors from the 80s were tough. I think the 80s were Scarface. That's a tough time when you're like on mountains and mountains of things that you shouldn't be on. Anyway.
Canyons of blow.
That's right. When we come back, we will talk about this Browns summit and what do you hope came out of it. And Matt and I will give you our thoughts. We want to get your calls, 216-578-0850. You want to talk media day silliness, if you could ask one question to anybody on the Pats or the Seahawks, what would the question be? Who would you ask it to? We still have more to come from Joe Hayden, Robert Kraft's presser, all kinds of stuff. Cleve Lenny says more meathead Rob Lowe discussion. Maybe that's what you'd go with. Maybe you'd go with, you know, maybe you go to Super Bowl Media Day and say, who's going to get more girls, you or meathead Rob Lowe?
I like that.
What would you say if that Matt Wilhelm? Who's getting more action? You?
Oh, I'm getting way
or
more
meathead
action.
Rob Lowe?
I'm getting way more action.
Yeah, okay, Oprah.
Would you roll? Yeah. That doesn't even count as
what
action.
What do you mean?
That's
a
like
check mark.
Anti-action.
That is a check mark in some females' boxes.
That is not a check mark on your calendar. You are not allowed. That is like a negative. That's like a -5.
Yeah, but you're a dude.
Oprah?
If I'm going to try to get a female, to have that Oprah sensitive side is a positive trait. Just because, so I'm not trying to go get guys.
I hope that women out there want
to
respect.
I'm happy that both of you are looking down on me.
You should, yeah. Women don't respect guys who like Oprah.
Don't say that.
Walk.
They
off.
Know they can walk
can
all
cry,
over
I can
you.
Cry.
Walk all over.
Okay.
They will walk all over
yeah,
you.
Right.
They will smack you around.
But I got, what? I got Dr. Phil in my other pocket, so.
I don't even.
I'm very
know.
Balanced.
I mean, you are.
Wow.
You are. What? Why can't you have, like, Game of Thrones in your pocket?
Who? I don't even know what that is.
And that's how we got – enough said.
Drop the mic.
Yeah. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford right after this. You don't even know what Game of Thrones is?